Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah Davav. We are on Hayim Abayis, and we are in the sugyas of Baal Ta'acher, continuing with what is included in the Brisa that listed off all of the items that are Nechlal in the Isra of Baal Ta'acher, that we have an Isra of delaying once we make a Neder. Some of them are more automatic. We spoke about all the different types of Karbanos. Yesterday we spoke about the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about the different Assays, how many Assays are counted regarding this, besides the Losa Assay, one or two. And we mentioned the last point, which we're going to get back to now, is that even if one violates Baal Ta'acher, one still is allowed and obligated to bring the karban. We don't say, as we have in the world of karbanos, avar zmano batla karbano. We don't say that lashon, even though usually that is the lashon by a karban shekavua lazman, right? If I didn't bring the karban musaf today, I can't bring it tomorrow. If I didn't bring the karban tamid today, I can't bring it tomorrow. Avar zmano batla karbano. If I didn't bring the karban chagiga on a certain yantif, I cannot bring it after the yantif. The Mishnah says beferish in Maseches Chagiga, quoting the pasuk Mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon. You can't fix that. But here you don't apply that principle. Here you're right. You're supposed to bring it by a certain time, according to each respective shita. One yantif, two yantif, three yantif, three yantifs in order. But you don't apply the principle of, oh, this is such a specific time that if you don't bring it during that time, so then we're going to say it is possible. No, we don't say that. We say, l'cherchili, you should bring it in the time. If you don't bring it in the time, maybe you violate the mitzvahs asay very soon. Then you violate the mitzvahs lo sasay lo sa'ach l'shalmo. But even if you do that, even if I don't bring it on time, still it is a kosher karban. And that's what the Gemara, quoting the Brisa, says about 10 lines up from the bottom. V'haya b'cha chet v'lo b'karban chachet. You will have a chet, but your karban won't have a chet. Meaning you can still bring the karban even after the time. Says the Gemara now. V'ha mehacha nafka. Really, this is where you learn it from, that you can bring the karban after you violated Baal Ta'acher? Mida Achirim Nafka. Don't you learn it from the following shita of Achirim, the Tanya? Achirim Omrim. Don't we learn Achirim say, Yachol, I might think. Yehe Bechor Sha'avra Shnaso Kipsule HaMikdashim V'Yipasel. I might think that a Bechor that, we know the Bechor is supposed to bring during its first year. Bechor is a karban, it's automatically gains its kedusha, and I'm supposed to bring it during its first year. I might think that, no, after its first year elapses, it's like psulei hamikdashim, and it's pasul, and you cannot bring it. Tamalomar, no. V'yachalta lefnei Hashem alokecha, ma'asar degancha, tiroshcha v'yitzarecha. If you remember this pasuk we discussed in mitzvah shir, every word of this pasuk is another mitzvah. It's probably the most jam-packed pasuk in the entire Torah. Every word here is counted as a separate mitzvah zaseh. You shall eat in front of Hashem in Yerushalayim, my sir, sheni, tiroshcha, v'yitzarecha, uvechoros bekarcha v'tzonecha. So in that pasuk, we compare makish b'char l'maiser. We compare the carbon of Bechor to Meiser. Ma Meiser eno nifsal mishana lechaverta. Just like Meiser dagon is the context of the pasuk. Doesn't become pasul from one year to the other year. Right, we have to do a biur at the end of the third year. Rashi quotes the pasuk. But it doesn't become pasul. Af Bechor eno nifsal mishana lechaverta. So we have the comparison. So that's how you know that the Bechor does not become pasul after its time. So what do you need the pasuk of Becha chet velo bekarban chachet. We know it from here. Tosas here discusses, he doesn't really understand the Havamina. Is the Havamina that a Bechor will become pasul? Right when it gets too old? Tosas, the last line of Tosas, Ma. Viksas tema. Bekula shmeitzin. Mehechet teisilon de nifsal. Disakrad eno nifsal. The question is, how serious is this Havamina that we would say pasul by an animal that becomes too old? Right, by certain animals, a certain age is given. This is the type of age that you have to bring it. By an asham or by a pesach. There's certain pesach has to also be within the first year. And if it's, or the chatas. If it's avra, the certain amount, then it becomes pasul for that karban. But by a bechor, there's no specific age given. It's whenever the animal is brought. So, the question is, what exactly is the havamina? But either way, the Gemara does have that havamina. Why do you need two psukim for? So the Gemara says, itzrich, you need both psukim. Sakadai techamina, I would have thought if you only had one pasuk, hani mili bechor, delav bar hartsahu, I would have thought bechor, fine bechor is allowed, even if it's not in the perfect, ideal state, it's avrashnasa, still you can bring it, because after all, it's not trying to accomplish a lot. Bechorah is automatic kedusha, and you bring it because the Kadosh Baruch Hu made it into a carbon. It does not accomplish kapara. It does not accomplish any other goal that is meant to be achieved by other karbanos. Aval kadshim, but other karbanos. Dibnei hartzah ninu. They are bnei hartzah. They bring appeasement between you and Hashem. Rashi's lashon im lechapara im ledoron. Right, doron, because he's including a carbon ola. So maybe it brings atonement. Maybe it brings a special status that you have in front of Hashem. So ema lo lirtzu. Maybe there the standard is higher, and therefore, if the year passes, you cannot bring it kamash malan. That's why you need the second pasuk. No, bechor, even though it's lav b'nei hartzah, it still does not become pasul after the first year. This language of other kavanas being b'nei ritzui reminds us a little bit of the Ritva. The Ritva quoting the Bali Atosos, which we quoted at least twice in Masechah Sukkah. If you remember there, the Ritva, both on Daf Tes and on Daf Lamed Aleph, discusses the sugya of Mitzvah Haba Bavera. Tosfos on Daf Tes and the Rishonim on Daf Lamed Aleph ask, it seems that you don't apply the principle of Mitzvah Haba Bavera by the Mitzvah Bavera of Sukkah. The Gemara says in the Testament Aleph and Masechah Sukkah that we have an exclusion based on a pasuk to exclude a sukkah gzula. L'chalim ute gzula. And the same thing on Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara talks about sukkah gzula and the only problem being kinyonim, right, issues. But ask Tosfos, quoted in the Ritva. The Tosfos is not an Arbali Tosfos, right, it's in the Ritva. Why don't you just apply the principle of Mitzvah Haba Bavera? What do you need the pasuk for to exclude a stolen sukkah, however you steal a sukkah? But what do you need a pasuk for? Just say, Mitzvah Haba Bavera. So one answer Bali Tosfos give on the daf is that, Mitzvah Haba Bavera only pasuls mi d'rabbanan, not mi d'oraisa. So that's why this pasuk pasuls even on a d'oraisa level. One. The Berachas Chinuch has an answer that is much discussed. Maybe with Mitzvah Haba Bavera, you would have just said you're not yotze your mitzvah. But the pasuk comes to tell me that you're not even sitting in a sukkah. Right? The chifsa shel sukkah is nifsal, and it's an aveira. It's not just not doing a mitzvah. It's like eating outside a sukkah. Wow, that's a chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. But the Ritva, in both places, quote Bali Atosfos and say, well, maybe Mitzvah Baba Aveira is limited to certain types of mitzvahs. Certain mitzvah doesn't apply to sukkah. Where does the Bavli have Mitzvah Baba Aveira? Only by lulav and by karban. And maybe by making a bracha, the Gemara Baba Kama, making a bracha by a fresh eschala. But either way, the point is making a bracha. So by all of those, say the Ritva, what is the common denominator? They're mitzvos sheyesh bohem ritzui. They are inherently there to bring you close to Hashem. Yes, all mitzvos are there in general to bring you close to Hashem. But specific mitzvos are there that are balaratzos. Right, that's the Ritva's lashon in the name of the Tosfos. Delo amrina mitzvah baba vera ela bedavar shu balaratzos can go in karbon, shofar, lulav, v'chayotze bohem. Avol besukah she'ein baritzui leka misha mitzvah baba vera. That's the Ritva in the name of the Bali Atosfos, and maybe they get it from this lashon. This lashon right here, the Gemara says, is machalik between even within karbanos, bechar within other karbanos that are not Ba Laratzos. The Ritva himself does not like this, not because he has any Gemara against this in the Bavli, but because there's a Yerushalmi. And the Ritva, obviously, the assumption is that there's no machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, which is the obvious answer to give to his question. The Ritva's question is, Velo Nireh. I don't agree that Mitzvah Baba Veira should be so limited. Dehabi Yerushalmi, Chashish Ula Matzah Shel Tevel, Ula Matzah Gzula, Mishum De Mitzvah Baba Veira. Matzah. Matzah is not Ba Laratzos. And yet the Yerushalmi in Shabbos relates Mitzvah Baba Veira to Matzah. So the answer would be, maybe the Machlokas, Bavli Yerushalmi, how do you view Mitzvah Baba Veira? At least in the Bavli, the Bavli Atosfos seem to have something that is has basis. Aval Hanachon, the Ritva himself, what's his answer to the question? Dahacha kiva delokani laklal ubershusi tamari isa ve'ena mitzvah motziyasa mirushes bialim lo chashiva mitzvah baba veira hariyukilu haisa sadet da'alma gezula bershuso avisha aveira biyado ena sokan efesalas bakachs. Okay, the Ritva himself says, well, it's not really a true application of mitzvah baba veira by sukkah gezula, because how can you really steal a sukkah? Karka ainin exelis. Right, it's on the ground, and you don't let somebody go into their sukkah, and you sit in the sukkah. Is that really a sukkah gzula? You did an aveira. You did, let's say, an iser gezel, but you didn't do a maisa gezel. Right, so therefore the Ritva said it's not a true application. Right, it relates, and we just discussed that also. Those who listen to the mitzvah shir, the different levels of of an act of geneva. There are at least four elements of a geneva, and many times you can isolate one over the other. There's the avera of stealing. There's the maisa of stealing. There are chiyuvim, chiyuve geneva, or gzela, and there are kinyani geneva or gzela. We just discussed that in the isser. There's an isser daraisa relating to taking my mashkon by force. Somebody owes me money. I'm not allowed to go into his house and take a mashkon, take a security, even though he's not paying me back. Not allowed to go in. Right, you're not allowed to go in. You have to wait outside, and he has to bring it out to you. So what are you doing? What type of aveira is that? So Reb Chaim, based on a Rambam, based on a few Rambams, say, is that an act of stealing? He owes you the money. You're just taking a collateral that is worth that money. Could you call that stealing? Says Reb Chaim, the Torah says, Zasa Daraisa. So it must be, says Reb Chaim, a Maisa Geneva, but not without chiyuve geneva. Because once you do it, you know, you have it. You hold on to it. It's your security. So it's a maisa geneva without chiyuve geneva in that case. An example. Or the Gemara Baba Kama discusses, if somebody has your money, are you allowed to go into his house and steal it to get your money back? So it's a Tosefta quoted in Baba Kama that also, that might be a maisa geneva without chiyuve geneva. Another isolation. But here, that's what the Ritva explains by Sukha Gzula. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, why do we do this? Because our Gemara also has the distinction of mitzvos, or even within karbanos, that are b'nei ritzui. So now the Gemara says, the last word on the Amud, v'yakati, still, you know to exclude, to say that Bechor is kosher, even after, or other karbanos, even after Baal Ta'acher, from the previous Tzukim, v'yakati, midben azay nafka, I know it from yet another pasuk, Titania. Ben Azai Omer, Oso. The Pasuk says, Oso. Where's Oso? Rashi quotes the Pasuk. It's by Pigel. By Pigel, by one of the Isurei Machshava of a carbon. If I think I'm going to do something with it, eat it. Be makrovit after the time. So that carbon becomes Pigel, and if I eat it, it's an Isser Karis. Says the Gemara, Oso, it, Pigel. Mata Malomar, Lefisha Ne'emar Losa Achel Shalmo. Because the Torah says, you cannot delay to fulfill your neder. Shomeya Ani. I might think that if you delayed, so then it's possible. It's lo yeratze. Tamalomar oso oso below yeratze. The ein ma'acher nidro below yeratze. Another pasuk that tells me that even if I violated baal ta'acher, so the carbon is still kosher. So what do I need a third pasuk for? So the Gemara says you're right. Go back to knock out the first one. You need two, as we've explained already, but knock out the first one. Why? What could the first one be used for? Ella bechachet velo beishtachachet. Not bebehemtachachet, velo beishtachachet. Your sin, if you violate Bat Acher, it's your Avera, it's not your wife's Avera. And your wife doesn't help, be held, isn't held accountable. What does that mean? Sakadai tachamina. Hova amar Rabbi Yochanan v'itemer Rabbi Yelazar. Since Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar say, "Ein ishto shal adam mesa, ella im kein mevakshim enu mamon ve'ein lo," a person's wife does not get punished unless he has stolen money. He has illegal money somehow, and he can't pay back. And you see where this Gemara appears in Zvachim Adav Chavtes. The Shem Kubetz is there as, and she is involved in the perpetration also. Obviously, otherwise it wouldn't be tzedek, and she's involved. So when does a person's wife, or he himself also, gets punished? Why? Only when he is asked for stolen money that he has and he cannot pay back. Shene'emar, the pasuk says in Mishlayim, Ein lochala shalem, lama yikach, mishkavcha mitachtecha. If you don't have what to pay back, your mishkav, allusion to the wife, is going to be taken from you. So Ema, since that is true, Ema by avon de baltacher, nami yishtamesa. Maybe also if you don't fulfill baltacher, not only if you don't bring it at all, but maybe even just delaying it would be included. Kamash Malan, no. Kamash Malan, these punishments are only for people who do not bring at all, not for those who just delay it. And of course, the Achronim, the Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky and others, the Rabbi Leol Pyan, discusses HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate, it's Tzadik Hashem Bechol Derachav, and he writes, the Levi Levi writes in the Levi Eliyahu, She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu manish la'adam im ein krovav re'uyim gam heim lispol onesh ha'magi'o. We know, we say in Tzadik v'yasharhu, also Rabbi Sol Salanter and others say, what does that mean? Tzadik Hashem is just with each person in life. V'yashar means that he takes everybody else into consideration also. Unlike a human court, where if somebody is chayiv, so he's their chayiv. We don't take into account the wife, the children, the relatives, everybody else in the community. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not punish even indirectly unless the person deserves it. Or it's something that is appropriate for them. Shouldn't say deserve. Rachmanos Lazarus, we have Saras, and it seems like people don't deserve it. But it's the best thing for them in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's view. So too, we have to understand Chazals like this. It's not like a Chas V'Shalom, a wife is going to get punished, or a husband would be punished for the faults of the spouse. Must be a case where each spouse takes part in the sin that is being violated, and therefore that's what's being mentioned in this case. Maybe the case is that the wife is chayav for a certain, for some other reason, but she's not being punished because the husband has certain zechuyos. So when the husband does this, so then this removes the protection, and then he becomes culpable for being in pain for something to happen to the wife, or vice versa. That's how we have to understand these types of gemaras, because obviously tzaddik v'yashar hu, and that is what Rebbe Lazar means to say. So again, by ta'alcher, it won't happen. That is not as much of an isser as not fulfilling something at all. The Meshech Chachma even writes here, based on our gemara, the Meshech Chachma in Bereishis says, maybe that's alluding to why Rachel Imenu had to be taken. Meshech Chachma writes this in Vayishlach. On the pasuk when Dvorah dies, Vatamas Dvorah meinekas Rivka ha'inyan darshu Chazal mesa alai Rachel bishvil sheichar nidro. The language of Vayikra Rabba. Mesa alai Rachel Yachavinu says Rachel died because I was ma'acher my neder. Which neder was he ma'acher? He said he was gonna bring the back if HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves him, but he promises at the beginning of Ayetze. So explains the Meshech Chachma. V'hinei b'Rosh Hashanah perakama amru v'haya b'chachet v'lo b'ishtachachet, the Gemara we just read, v'dafka im eino mekayim klal. Right, what we just saw. This is only if you don't fulfill it at all. If you just delay it, that's before the Gemara. Right, Baal Ta'acher doesn't apply. Al ze ani korei loma yikach mishkavcha mitachtecha. Aval lo kishem ha'acher. Kemo shapir sh'amru sham. But not just delaying it. Achnire de Maimar, but what did Yaakov Avinu say earlier? Vishavti vishalom el beisavi. I will return in peace to my father's house. That's part of the neder. Milvachehu mamar hatnai hu gam mamar chiyuvi. That's saying this is part of his condition. That I will, it's not just saying if. This is part of the statement. I will return to my father's house. Beis avi. What is beis avi? Avi is my father. Beis avi, so that's the Meshech Chachma, is my mother. And what does Chazal say by Vatamas Meinikas Rivka? What did it say there? That he not only Devorah died, but he got word now that his mother died. Right? There was an Avelos on both, Rashi, the Chazal say. Vikan Mesa Rivka. Vatamas Devor, Rashi quotes, Nisbaser Sham Be'evel Sheni Shehuka Lo'al Imo Shemesa. So says the Meshech Chachma, now it becomes impossible for Yaakov Avinu to fulfill his neder. Because he says, V'shavti v'shalom al beis avi, avi is my father, beis is my mother. V'yem keim lo shav lo beis aviv, v'havi kamo, shemevakshim imenu ve'ein lo. It's like he promised to do something and I can't do it. Shalachain mesa take a bracha lavur shalokim es nidro. So it fits in, obviously it's not the only reason, there's many other, you know, our reasons, Rachel Mavak Albaneha, and Rachel couldn't be married to two sisters in Eretz Yisrael, put all 10 reasons together why Rachel Amenu had to die before getting back to Eretz Yisrael, but this goes on the list as well, according to the Meshech Chachma, following our Gemara. Okay, Vayter, Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Motzah Sevasachas, now we're getting into the Mitzvah Saseh. The Mitzvah Lo Saseh, we had the whole Brisa that included all the items on the list we had. So now the mitzvahs I say, Tana Rabbanan, Motza Sifasecha Tishmar V'yasisa Kasher Nedarta, right, the mitzvahs I say, so Motza Sifasecha Zu mitzvahs I say, Tishmar Zu mitzvahs Losa I say, Tishmar the Losa I say, right, Hishamer Pen Al Urlo, V'yasisa you shall do, Azhara Lebezdin She Ye'asucha, V'yasisa, not only to do, but to force others to do. So this is an allusion to the Bezdin. The Bezdin must force those that promise to fulfill their mitzvos. Ka'asher nadarta, like you promise an eder. L'Hashem alokecha, elu chataos va'ashamos olos u'shlamim. Those are all the karbanos that are obligatory. We mentioned ola means olas re'iyah and shalmi chagiga. Nidava kimashma'o. Asher dibarta, elu kachibed ha'kabayis. That's referring to the bedek abayis. It's anything given if I make a promise to give something for a temple upkeep. Beficha zud staka. Beficha in your mouth. That is including in staka. At staka also one has to give and is included in the mitzvah state. Stop there for a minute. So the Rishonim discuss two questions here. Number one is Besdin forces, including on staka. So ask Baali Tosas in a few places. Ask the Ritva right here. Why does Besdin force? Kofin al mitzvah asei shema an schar betzida? Stuck is one of the mitzvos in the Torah that has schar written next to it. L'man yivarechecha. And the rule usually is, the Gemara in Chulin tells us, that any mitzvah that has the schar written next to it, Besdin does not force to fulfill. Because, what, you have to force? No, your punishment is going to be that you just don't get what it says in the Torah. So, why, by stucka, do we force, isn't it, matan schara bitzita? That is the question that is asked by Tosfos in Bava Basra and Tosfos in Ksubis, and the Ritva right here in Rosh Hashanah. So he quotes answer number one, maybe that principle only means Besdin doesn't have to force, but they can force. By other mitzvahs, Besdin has to force. Kofin al mitzvahs asay. Besdin forces one to fulfill a mitzvah, but by the matan schara bitzita ones, they can force, they don't have to force, and they did here, number one. Other answer given by Baali Tosfos is maybe here it means kafye bidvarim. Really try to convince them. It doesn't mean to beat them up, like in other contexts. But it means convince them to try to do it. Or other answers, maybe this is different. Maybe this is different. Why? Because stuck is not just a run-of-the-mill mitzvah that you have to do. But staka rishonim uses lashon, which is fascinating. It's a shibud. Right when I make a neder, it doesn't really belong to me. Or it's already semi-acquired by the aniyim. Which ani? No specific ani. It's mamon she'in lo tovim. It's the shevet of aniyim, as we would call it. Just like we call the shevet of the kohanim for truma, shevet of the levim for ma'aser rishon. It's the shevet aniyim. So it's already as a shibud. It's not like any other mitzvah that I even kibud of aim, ma'an schar betzida. No, it's different, says the Ritva. V'tiris Rabbeinu, the shiny hacha, the gali beikra, the chziv yasisa. The pasuk says here to force. Why? It's being megala that issue. Asar lebezin sheyasucha, v'lo gamrina mina la'alma. You don't learn this to other places. Mishum the hacha, lav mishum mitzvah, de rami ale bilachud kaifin ale. You're not forcing him just because of the mitzvah. Ela bepnei shechiev atzmo v'nichasav. Ligavoha ola aniyim. Ukeshem shekofen ozo lefroa mashachayev lehedyot. Shelo yeko achedyot chomer mehektish. Wow. Because there's a shibud. I say something, all of a sudden, shibud is usually, I owe you money. It was yours and you gave it to me. So this is a shibud where it was not given to me. Right? It's just, I decide. So you have to say, maybe it was given to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me in order to give it to the aniyim. So it wasn't mine. So it's just like any other type of milveh. Hashem lent me the money until I give it to the proper addresses. That's the, again, a number of approaches given why it's stuck up. We force here because of ma'an schara b'tzita. Another answer might be that Tosfos gives is that here is different because there are los ases involved too. Los ames is lot, as yad levavcha, los sikvos is yadcha, right, psukim in re'e, there are los ases included, so that makes it different. Okay. Just related to this, just one other makar, and that is, the Gemara tells us in Bava Kamma, interesting story that is told there, the Gemara Imsach in Bava Kamma Lamed Vav, there was a man who was going to get an investment, but it was a very, very minimal investment. He was going to get a very small percentage of an investment. So he kind of doesn't want it. Amaleahu Gavra, Holu Palga de Zuzahu, since I'm going to get such a small amount, an investment, he's owed, Besdin says he's owed money. Somebody heard him, whatever, such a small money, he says, Nisa lo be'ina, I don't want it, Nisvei l'aniyim, just give it to the poor. He makes that declaration. Just give it to the poor. Hadar amar lei, and then he changes his mind. Nisvei nihili, no, just give it to me. It's such a small amount, but I decide I want it. Ezel v'ivrei be'nafshai, I'll go and take it, and, you know, the guy hurt me, he's going to give me such a small amount, but I'll go use it for medical bills. Amalei Rav Yosef, sorry, kvar zachu be'aniyim. The aniyim have already been zochet to your declaration. V'yaf al gav deleka aniyim hacha? And even though there are no aniyim standing here, anan yad aniyim anan. Rav Yosef says, we are like the hands of the aniyim. Dam Rav Yudam Rav Shmuel, Yisomim Enan Tzrichim Prisbal, and it goes through. How do you understand that Gemara? Where the person is going to get a certain amount of money from somebody who owes him, and the guy says, you know what, just give it to the poor. And then he changes his mind and says, you know, tough luck, it's too late. Why is that? So, Rishonim, the Baal HaMor, the Ramban, and the Rif all have various suggestions how to read that Gemara. The most limited is to say that Rav Yosef was the Gizbar for the Aniyim. So it doesn't really tell me anything in general about Staka. It's just that he was the Gizbar, he was the Gabbai appointed. So that's why he says, we are the Yad of the Aniyim, and therefore, tough luck on you. But the other suggestion given, this is what the Baal HaMor and the Ramban discuss there in the fourth parak in Baba Kama. Do we say that when it comes to tzedakah, the second I say it, there is a shibud created? And it's not like other promises that I have to do something. No. Why, when I say it, it's meshubit to the other party. So it's very different than any other promise. Right? That's the, or do you say, in general, that's fine. But here, isn't it even more unique that here you never even got the money? The person owes you the money. So can you obligate yourself to give something that you didn't even get yet? So that is the overlapping sugyas that are discussed here. Again, very lumdish sugya there in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Vav, Amid Beis, towards the bottom. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Amar Mar. Amar Mar, third to last skinny line. Motza Sefasecha Zumisaz Asay. So we're going to go through each one and say, why is it needed? What do you need, Motza Sefasecha, in Kiseitse? To tell me this, Mrs. Asay, Lamali, Miuvasa Shama, Vavesim Shama Nafka. Don't you learn it from that other pasuk? Tishmar Zumisaz Losasay. Lamali, Milota Achila Shama Nafka. Also, each one of these is double. Viasisas, Arla Bezdin, Sheyasucha. Bezdin should force you. Lamali, Miyakriv Oso Nafka. You learn it from, he should be Makriv Oso himself, Perek Aleph of Vayikra, Titania, famous Chazal, Yakriv Oso, Melameid. What does it mean? He shall bring himself, Yakriv Oso, Melameid Shekofen Oso. Yakriv is a Hifil, not, right, the Lekarev. Yakriv, he should be forced to come close. Mas, whether you force him to bring the carbon. Yachol bar kocho, you might think you mamish force him. Tamalova, lirt so no. It says it has to be according to his will. Ha ketzad, kofano so ashe yomer rotzani. We force him until he says, I want to. That's how you put together yakriv oso, lirt so no. So you see Bezdin forces. Question mark. So why in all these three cases do you have to have two different psukim? For the asay, for the los asay, and for the kfiya. So, two psukim, why? Chad da omar velo afrish, v'chad da afrish velo akrif. One case is where he said it, but he was not yet mafrish a karbon. And the other case is where he was already designated the karbon, he just wasn't makriv it. And by each one, you would have thought, oh, Bezdin doesn't force. V'tzricha. D'yesh minan omar velo afrish, if you would only had one pasuk. And we would say it refers to where he said it, but he did not designate the carbon yet, we would have said, there's a problem. He was not, did not fulfill his words at all. So there, Bezdin would force. Aval afrish velo akrif, but where he already designated the animal, ema kolhecha de isa, begaza de rachmana isa, you would have thought, see, he was mafresh the animal, so it belongs to the base of Mikdash, wherever it is. So Bezdin doesn't force him to do anything more, because he already did it. It's already belongs to the base of Mikdash. Sricha, that's why you need the second pasuk to say, no, even there, we're gonna force. And the other way, v'yesh minan afrish v'lo akriv, and if you would have only said, it applies to a case where you already mafrish, to come mashi legabe. There is worse, because you have a carbon sitting in your house. Come on! Aval omar v'lo afrish. But if you just said it and we're not mafrish, ema dibru la klumu. Maybe, we're not gonna force based on just your words. After all, what do you do? You said you'll do something, okay. But it's not good enough for kfiya, tzricha, that's what you need, to psukim, in these cases, to explain both of these, afrish and amar cases. Good. Ask Tosfos, why here, yakriv oso? Tosfos says, in every case, in every pasuk, in every context of every mitzvah, we force. Kol mitzvah says, einami kofin, where we learn out from ksubis, makanos vashesi nafsho. What do you need a special pasuk to say that we would force here by karbanos? Or I might add in where the other place where this chazal is quoted by gittin. Right? What do you need a special pasuk there for lirt so no? Why would you need that for? So Tosfos says, maybe, and the other, mefarshim explain that maybe by karbanos there's a higher standard. So you would have thought kfiya doesn't work here. Lirt so no, it has to really be out of your own, your own goodness of your own heart by karbanos or by misgitin, right? Where it can't be again meuse. Sasema says the havamina is you would have thought that usually forcing is because of the principle of arvus. But arvus maybe only applies to mitzvahs that you have to do, not by mitzvahs that you choose to do. If I choose to do a mitzvah, who are you to force me to do it? I chose to bring a karban. I made a neder. You're going to force me? Maybe arvus doesn't go that far. Be'emes yish lomar. Maybe kfias bezin umitzat to call Yisrael aravim zelazeh. V'yish lomar gamkin deba arvus enu al dashin ischayv aydei nidro. Not if somebody chooses to put themselves into the situation. So that's why it wouldn't apply. Gittin also. Get is also. He's choosing to do it. So that's why Tzfasema says maybe here it would be a unique context. If you look in the Margolius HaShas here, the Agadita line of the day, he quotes that also similar to what we just said in option one, there's a special din by Karbanos, Kofan Azashi Amorosa, and Ilaminis Yakto a Karbanos, Yoser a Kol Karbanos, a Mitzvos, Shekofan Aleim, she ain't Sarashi Amorosa, and he quotes from the Slanim Rebbe, the Nesiva Shalom, based on the Ramban in Perak Aleph, of Vayikra. Remember, the Rabban says, what's the whole purpose of Karbanos? It's as if my blood is being spilled, it's as if I'm being shechted, to get the whole message of the Karban. So if you're not doing this, Lertzoncha, maybe that's the whole point of the Karban is lacking. You're being forced to do this? Are you really going to experience the hakrabas hakarban? So, l'tachos hakarban who are ratzon, shem muchan limsor es atzmo, v'im ein zel ratzono chasra kol hatachla shel hakarban. So therefore, says the Nesiva Shalom, that's what you would have thought. It doesn't work. Kamash Malan, that's why you have this middle type of kfiya and ratzon that have to work together.
Earlier this week, I don't remember if it was yesterday, she had a day before, she mentioned,
Oh, so we mentioned the Pnei Yeshua in Beit Sadaf Yates, where the Pnei Yeshua was machai between the Asay and the Los Asay. Ultimately, the Los Asay applies by both Afrish velo Afrish and Afrish and even in both. The Pnei Yeshua's case was saying that maybe the mitzvah's Asay by the first Chag is limited to where you were Mafrish, but you weren't Makrif. But the Los Asay, this is the good story about the Los Asay. But that was about the Mechalai between whether the Asay applies or not. Okay. Related to this, obviously, you just have to mention the famous Rambam, which we mentioned many times in Ilchas Gerushin, Perek Beis Halacha Chaf, where the Rambam applies this Chazal say it, in the Kiddushin by Gittin, where if somebody is obligated to give a get, and they don't give the get, Besson also, Kofen Oso Hashem Arotzani, and the Rambam asks on himself, how could I say this? Why isn't this a get Me'usa? And the Rambam has the formulation that really every Jew wants to do the right thing deep down. The Pinta L'Yid, really deep down, everybody wants to follow Besdin. But the Yetzirah forces me not to listen. So all Besdin does is to remove the other Ma'anis. Bezdin is Ma'anis, the other Ma'anis, and then my true colors, my true Ratzon comes out, and that's why it is not called a Get Me'usa. That's the unbelievable Rambam in the end of the second parak in Gerushin. Related to this is the Chashuk Yechemet here discusses in terms of Kofen Osochim Rotzani. There was a case, Maisa Shahaya. We know the Shulchan Aruch tells us that a city that does not have 10 people, you are number 10, and you want to leave. Let's say, Ir she'ein ba'ela asara, v'ach echan mayem rotzel latzeis b'yamim noroim. You want to leave, and the city will be left with 9 people, you're not allowed to leave. You're not allowed to leave. You can't ruin the minion if they're gonna lose the minion because of you. Mahadin chole bebeit cholim. In a hospital. She'yachol ishtachre bebeiso b'Rosh Hashanah. You're able to get on an Erev Rosh Hashanah, but there will only be 9 people left in the ward, and they will lose their minion. Similarly, a senior citizen home, where the Zayda is invited to go spend Yantif by his children. He doesn't want to stay in there for Rosh Hashanah. Is he allowed to leave? And then Memela, they won't have a minion. There's another minion in town, but some of these elderly people won't be able to get there. So are you allowed to leave then? Do we force you to stay there? So Rav Zilberstein at first is a chalek between the hospital and the senior citizen home, and the Beit Avot. Why? By a hospital, nobody made any type of agreement going in. You all went in, they all went into the hospital, they have to be there. Lo nishtatef im shar hacholim. Vein lam shutfis. And therefore, even if the minion will be batel, he's not called a mevatel a minion. And therefore it's mutter for him to go. If he stays, you're right, he's doing a mitzvah gedola v'chulu. But the only thing is, and Rav Zilberstein thinks of this, you can't charge it to the insurance company. Because the insurance company pays a certain amount, the number of days for you to be in the hospital. So you're going to now say, well, I want to be in the hospital extra to be mash on the minion. But that's stealing. You're doing a mitzvah cheshbon somebody else. That you can't do. If you want to pay for it out of your own pocket or be in another room. But you can't ask the insurance company to pay for it. And number two, you can't ask any of the nurses or doctors to do any malachas for you. Because, well, they're gonna take your blood pressure, they're gonna record it, but you don't need to be there. You're only being there, so it might cause more problems than a chumra da'asili de kula. But that, number one. But he says in the senior citizen home, when you come in, you agree, you're part of the clientele of the group. So it could be that there, you would have to stay there. Right, you can't leave because the dayarim nichnasu amanas lagursha biyachad v'hei mishubadim zelazek kmo bnei ha'ir. And even though there are other shuls, many people might not be able to get there. V'marofim omrim, unless the doctors say that, you know what, it's good for this senior, this zeda, to get some fresh air, to have a change of venue. It's good for his health. So then there's no chiyuv to be mashlam minyan or tzarech iyun in that case if you have to stay there if it's going to be good for you. So that's in terms of kofen oso, that case, would we force it to stay? That is a discussion here in the chashukichem. Okay, let's continue. Weiter, says the Gemara. So what did we just say? The two brises are referring to a case of Afrish velo Akriv and Amr velo Afrish. Says the Gemara, Umi matas Amr to Amr velo Afrish. Can you really say one of the cases is a case where you said it, but you weren't Mafrish yet? V'nidava ksiva. But it says Nidava in one brisa explicitly, and we expand it to the other brisa. And what's Nidava? Nidava always means this animal. So how can you say one of the cases is a case of Amar velo Afrish? Vitznan, Ezeo nedra ha omer ha re'alai. Ola ve'ezu hid, I'm sorry. Ezo neder ha'omer harai alai ola. Ve'ezo hi nedava ha'omer harai zu ola. Right, where you designate the animal. Umabi neder l'nedava. Neder, by a neder where it's on me. Meso nignav chayev achri yuso. I'm responsible to give another one. Nedava meso nignav ha'enu chayev achri yuso. Question mark. So how could you say one case is a case of omar velo afrish? The definition of nedava, which the Brisa talks about, is where you are mafrish. So Amarava Mishkachas law could go in the following case. What if it's a neder, but with the conditions of nedava? Ha'oda Amar Harei Olai Ola Al Menas She'edi Chayav Achri Yusa. Harei Olai De Ola. I hereby promise to bring an Ola. Al Menas that I'm not responsible if I choose one and then I lose it. Meaning you make a neder, but you want the conditions of nedava. So that works, and that's what's called a nedava. Isn't that, ask the Tosfos HaRash, masna mashakasev batorah? You're trying to play around with the rules of the Torah? The answer, he says, is no. Because really what you're doing here is giving a nedava. You're giving a nedava with a strange way of saying it. Right? With neder way of saying it, but you're really giving a nedava. This is not like trying to get married without obligations, where you buy into the system. No. Here the umdana is, you're really bringing a nedava. Good. Next line of the brisa. Beficha zut tzedakah. With your mouth zut tzedakah. So Bezer will come and make sure to give tzedakah. Amar Rava. This is the line we quoted a couple of days ago. Vitzedakah mechayev alei la'alter. Tzedakah, you're obligated immediately. Immediately. My taima to hakaimi aniyim. Because aniyim, what does this mean? Aniyim are staring at you in the face? Or there are always aniyim around to give to. Right? How does this line, if you remember, where did we discuss this? How does this line of, you have to give tzedakah right away, fit with the earlier Gemara that applied tzedakah to the Isra of Bal Ta'acher? Three Yamim Tovim. So is it right away or is it three Yamim Tovim? So Tosos, back on Dav Dalet, said, well, the difference is whether Aniyim are there staring you in the face, based on this Gemara. If there are Aniyim literally right there, you violate right away. Right? If there are no Aniyim, then you have the three Regalim Bal Ta'acher. The Rashba was Bechalik between the Asay and the Los Asay. Maybe the assay you can violate right away of Saka, but the los assay is later on. And what does this line mean? It doesn't mean aniyim are staring at you. It just means there are always aniyim around. Another answer. And there are other suggestions given by the Rishonim. How do you put together this Gemara, this line of Rava, with the earlier Brisa that says that you have the three holidays, you have Bal Ta'acher by Tzedakah as well. So the Gemara says, Pshita. So it's not only does the Gemara not ask the question of the Rishonim, the Gemara says, isn't this obvious? Ma'o detema kivan de bi'inyan de karbanos ksiva ad arvi alei gimel regalim ki karbanos. You might think, and you got to put all the Rishonim's answers into the Havamina. Let's do Tosfos. You might think, even if the poor people are staring at you in the face, you don't violate because it's compared to the other mitzvos, which have Shalosh Regalim as the extension. Kamash Volam, we don't say that. Hasam who did Talin Rachmanah Regalim. No, the Regalim were explicitly dependent. The Nedarim are dependent on the Regalim. Aval Hachalot, Ashrifi Aniyim. So therefore, Staka is different. So it's on the list earlier, but it's different, and you got to figure out how is it different and how is it similar. Good. Period. Amar Rava, five lines from the bottom. Kivan Shavar Lav Regal Echad over Baasei. Once one regal passes, now we're going back to all the things, not just Staka. This is the Makar that we said a couple of days ago. Baal Ta'acher is three regalim for the Los Asei. But the Asei of Moses of Asecha, Tishmar, V'yasisa, that is the first Chag. Rabbi Meir said earlier that even Baal Ta'acher is the first one. But we hold no. We hold three regalim for the Los Asei and the first for the Asei. Meisvi, is that really true? Heyid, Rabbi Yeshua, very papius. Al Vlad Shlamim, Sheyakov Shlamim. Right, the Mishnah in Idios, as you might have guessed from the word Heyed, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papias were testified about a baby Shlamim, Vlad Shlamim, a baby that came out of a Karmin Shlamim, Sheyakov Shlamim, you're makrev that as a Shlamim. Makrev that as a Shlamim. Fine. Amr Papias, Ani Meyid, Shahai Salanu Parah, Shal Zivche Shlamim. We had a para, we had a cow that was a Shlamim. Va'achalnua, Bepesach, we ate it on Pesach, V'achalnu Vlada, Shlamim b'chag. And we ate its baby on Sukkos. So we ate the mother on Pesach, and we ate the baby on Sukkos. One second. Bishlama b'Pesach lo akrivuha. I understand why they couldn't be makriv and eat the baby on Pesach right after it was born. Amar to mechusar zman havi. Maybe the mother, it was born right before Pesach, and it's mechusar zman. It's not 8 days old yet. So therefore, that's why you couldn't bring it on Pesach. We discussed a couple of weeks ago in Parsha Shir, the uniqueness, Mechusar Zman is a remez to us and reminds us of Maisa Bracious. Mechusar Zman. You gotta wait 8 days, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited 8 days before the world was completed. Ela Vlada, Batzerech, Himashali, Vavrele, Basay. But what's the first Yantar that comes after Pesach? You have this baby already, Shavuos. So why didn't you have to be Makrivet on Shavuos? What did Papia say? Were you Makrivet on Sukkos? Why they wait was Shavuos? They violated the Asei. The Los Asei you didn't violate yet. So you could say they didn't do Zrisa Makdimin. But when it comes to the Asei, Rava says you're Mevatel the Asei if you don't bring it on the first Yantif. So how can they not bring it on Shavuos? So Amar Zvid, Mishmei de Rava, Kigon, Shayachola Batzeres. It was sick on Shavuos. Who was sick on Shavuos? What was sick on Shavuos? Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi says the carbon was sick on Shavuos. Rabbeinu Chananel says the owner was sick on Shavuos. Okay, either way, there was an ones, and that's why you couldn't bring it. Or Rav Ashi Amar, my vachanu avlad shlamim bechag diktani chag Shavuos. Chag here, even though usually it doesn't mean this, when it says chag here, it means Shavuos. Doesn't mean Sukkos. Ve'idach, and the other opinion says, what are you talking about? Kalecha, the Tani Pesach, Tani Atzeres. Atzeres is the Lashon used for Shavuos, not Chag. So the first answer does not like the second answer because of that problem. Period. So that is the way to get out of the of Rava's statement saying that the first one violates even by the first Chag you already violate the essay. Just the second and final Chashuki Chemed of today, just the two. A case, Sheila. There was a Jew that lived in Yerucham. Yerucham, we know, is one of the towns, the big yeshiva there, down south. And he lived in Yerucham, and his wife had a baby, Mazel Tov, and the baby was yellow. And the doctor said that the bris will not be on time. You have to wait a day or two, 3 days, whatever it is, until the bilirubin goes down. And the father hears, that in Yerushalayim there's a family that have gone biyerusha, a certain type of herb, which is biduke o menuseb, that if you cook the herb in water and the mother drinks it and then nurses her baby, the bilirubin will go down, the yellow will go down, and you'll be able to have the bris milah on day 8. How crazy does the father have to make himself to do whatever he can to see whatever, right, what's going to happen with his baby? It seems like he asked Rav Zilberstein. It's a big tircha to go to Yerushalayim. It's a whole day of, it must have been an avreich. It was a whole day of learning, even if it's going to work. am I chayv to be toreach this? Or could I just go b'derech ha-teva? This baby is yellow, so I'll do the bris milah whenever the bris milah is. So, he quotes from the Sefer Derech Pikudecha, who says, similar. He says, Kasher Yishlo Benshi, Igiyaz Mana Lamulo, Aval Hu Chole, Veiner Asher Lamulo Asher Yavri. The baby's sick. Is the father allowed to eat Karban Pesach? Because usually, R.L. Ben prevents me from eating Karban Pesach. So if the baby is sick, is that considered a prevention or not? And the Sefer Derech Pikudecha says, it's a Mefurish Gemara, that it's not a problem. Why? The Gemara just says right here, if the animal is sick on Shavuos, it's not a violation of the Aseh. Right? Wait till Sukkos. So what do you see from there? If there's an Ones and the baby is sick, so it doesn't prevent you. So the same thing by Karban Pesach. Just because your son is sick, it does not prevent you. So, says Rav Zilberstein, here too, Chazid Midivriya Gemara, because Shekim and Shahayel Karban Miniya Monata Milikarev, Eino Ober, it's like Kaloi Giyazmano. And therefore, if the baby is sick, it's like Lohi Giyazmano, and there is no Chiv to be Toreach, to go off to Yerushalayim to try to get the herb. You want to do it? Maybe that is considered a mitzvah kiyumis, that you're not Chayiv to do, but, you know, at times of what's called, the Gemara says, Idan Rischa, you know, at times of anger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look, did you put yourself into the situation of doing mitzvahs as fast as you can? So, it's not obligatory, but that is that's the question. The Gemara talks about this by tzitzis and elsewhere, but that is that's the discussion relating to the first line here on the daf. Vayter. V'yamar Rava, kivash avar lo gimur regalam b'chol yom, v'yom over b'chol b'al ta'acher. Rava says, once three regalam passed, every day, you violate Baal Ta'acher. Ask Rabbi Yosef Engel, why does it say every minute? B'chol rega v'rega. Why does it say every day? It must be because every day is the same chi of carbon. The whole day. There's no difference between the chi of carbon in the morning and the afternoon. But at night, there's no chi of carbon. So every morning, it resurfaces. Every morning, it resurfaces. Like the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Mila. B'chol yom v'yom. Right? If you don't get bris mila, you have kares. Right? Also, because there's no bris mila at night. Viter, Meisvei, is this really true that there's a new Isser every day? Echad b'chor ve'echad kol kachim. Kivan sha'avar aleim shana below regalim. Regalim below shana over b'al ta'acher. Whatever comes first, you violate b'al ta'acher. Either three regalim or a year. We'll talk about how you have that. So, v'hai ma'itziyufta, what's the question here exactly? I don't understand the question, asked the Gemara. Amar of Kahana the following. Mantaka mosif shaper kamosa. This is the question. Well, is this a question on Rava? Michti, Tana Alavika Meheder. The Tana here is trying to tell you the most averes you could get. What does it say? Once you pass this, you violate Baal Ta'acher. So listi, b'chol yom b'yom, over Baal Ta'acher. Why doesn't it say every single day you get a new avera? So that's not such a strong question. The Gemara just says, okay, it didn't say it. Ve'idach, Tana L'mikveh B'lavika Meheder, B'lavi Yisebi Loka Meheder. It's just trying to tell you when it starts, not how it continues. Not such a big, strong question. But now, what the Brisa say? Whatever comes first, you violate. A year or three regalim. Gufa. Echad b'char v'echad kol akachim. Kivrin sha'abru aleim shana below regalim. Regalim below shana over b'al ta'acher. So bishlama regalim below shana. I understand how you could have three holidays before the year. Mishkachasla. You find that. Why? Let's say you have a karban that was born right before Pesach. So then right after Sukkot, you're going to violate. A year didn't pass yet. Because you can have a year without the three regalim. Elashana, you can have the three regalim without the year. Elashana below regalim, Echemishkachazla. How do you have a year passing by without having the Shalosh regalim passing by? That's a hard one. So, Hani, Chalaman de Islai Kisidron, Mishkachazla. If you require the three regalim Kisidron, then you have it. Let's say you make a nether right before Shavuos. So then you have to have Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So that's more than a year. So Elamand less like Kisidron Echemishkachas law, but if you don't hold up Kisidron, how do you ever have a year passing without the three Begalim passing? So again, Bishlamala Rebbe Mishkachas law Bishanamu Beris. Rebbe says you have it by Shanamu Beris. Shanamu Beris, you could have a year, and you didn't get to the next Pesach. Titania, Shana Tmima, where do you have this machlokas? By the halachas of walled cities, this week's Parsha. We know if you sell your house in a walled city, you have 1 year to buy it back. If not, it stays with the buyer forever. So, how do you calculate that year? Detanya Shana Tamima Rebbe Omer Mona Gimel Meos Vishisha Mechamisha Yom Kemini Mosachama. You count 365 days, even if that's less than a year, says Rebbe. Meaning, even if it's a Shana Mubares, you count 365. That's it. V'chachamim omrim monem yud beis chodesh miyom liyom. No, you go by this calendaric day the following year. V'im nisabra shana nisabra lo. Right? The seller gets that year. So, Mishkachas Lala Rebbe, according to Rebbe, you have a way to have a year without the Shalosh Regalim. The Akdasha Basar Chagamatzos. You amakdash it right after Pesach. The Chimata Shilhi Adar Basra. When it comes to the end of Adar, the beginning of Nisan the next year, Shana Mal Yer Regalim Lo Malu. 365 days have finished already. You didn't get the next year Pesach yet. So according to Rebbe, you have a case of a year without the Shalosh Regalim. And that would apply to Baal Ta'acher as well. Ela l'Rabbanan heichim mishkachas la. But according to the Rabbanan, how do you ever have a year without the Shalosh Regalim? So k'detani, Rav Shmaya, atzeres, pamim hei, pamim shisha, pamim shiva. It depends when Shavuos was. On the 5th, 6th, or 7th day of Sivan, Haketzad, as we know, it depends on the time. Shnei Malayim, if Nisan and Iyar are both full months, 30 days, Chamisha, then Shavuos is on the 5th of Sivan. Shneihem Chaser, and if they're both 29 day months, Shiva, it's on the 7th. And Echad Malayim, Echad Chaser, Shisha. And if one Malayim and Chaser is on the 6th. So therefore, if the previous months were both Malay, this is the case, Rashi explains. Let's say you have a year where they're both Malay. So Shavuos is on the 5th day of Sivan. And the following year, they're both Chaser, so Shavuos is on the 7th. So when you get to the 5th the following year, a year has elapsed, and the three regalim haven't elapsed yet. Again, the first year is the 7th, and the second year the first year is the 5th, and the second year is the 7th. So you haven't gotten up to Shavuos yet, and a year has passed. So that's a case of Shanim below Regalim. One more line. Umantana de Paligale de Rav Shmaya. By the way, who argues on Rav Shmaya, who says this last case that Shavuos is sometimes on the 5th, 6th, or 7th? Acherim hi, detani acherim omrim, ein bein atzeres latzeres, ein bein Rosh Hashanah l'Rosh Hashanah, eladal yamin bilvav. Always, Shavuos is always 4 days later in the week than it was the previous year. If 1 year it was on a Sunday, then the following year it'll be on a Thursday. So it's 4 days later, and at Rosh Hashanah. V'maisa shana mu'beres chamisha. And 1 day extra if the shana mu'beres. But you don't determine, oh, is it a mali, is it a chaser? Acherim have a specific way to determine, so that's an argument on Rav Shmaya. But either way, we figured out how you could get regalim below shanim, and shanim below regalim. Tomorrow we continue with other issues of Baal Te'acher. Okay, we'll stop here.